So, honouring our past, Jonathan and I came to River Church back in 1986. We were fresh out of college. You're all doing the maths. And we moved here because of this church. We were invited to come down for the weekend by Sandra and Al. I was at university with Sandra all those years ago, and they invited us here. And we visited the church, and we decided this was where we wanted to be. We were drawn in by the sense of the presence of God, by the warmth and the commitment of the relationships that we saw in the people here. And we had jobs in North London that we gave up, and homes, and we came down to this area trusting God to find us new jobs and a home, and he did. And so our first steps into River Church were pretty big steps of faith. And we stand here today with another big step of faith ahead of us. And you know, over the years we've been in River, we've seen all sorts of changes, different leaders, and many different seasons. Your River has adventured in all kinds of areas, such as the prophetic, worship, seeking the presence of God in all kinds of different ways, reaching out into our communities, mission, exploring different expressions of church family life. Some of the early prophetic words that I remember clearly being spoken over us were about us being a resource church, a relational church, a radical church, a reaching out church into business and community. And we have seen some of the fullness of that in the years that have followed. Our senior leaders over the years, including this great man, Colin, have led us forward to pursue God consistently, to delight in his presence, to grow in the supernatural, to reach out to the lost, to understand scripture in a way that truly brings us life. Colin, as he's already said, brought us look, love, and live, the clearest expression yet of our purpose here as individuals and as a church. I love this church, and I am committed to it. And I thank God for the journey that River has been on through all these years. And I am very grateful to have been a part of it. And I honour every one of you who has invested your hearts into this church community and who've brought us to where we are today. And today we celebrate a new season. And I am genuinely looking forward with anticipation and excitement to what God has for us. God has not finished with River Church yet. I just say that again. God has not finished with River Church yet. In the conversations that Billy and I have had over the last few months, he has reminded me that the fullness of what God has birthed in us as a church is yet to be fulfilled. There's so much more for us to press into and to be able to bless others with. This is the season for us to continue to move into all that God has called us to be. We can be a place where there's wonderful community, mission, training, church planting. We have a calling, River Church, not just to ourselves and our own localities, but to the Thames Valley, the region, and beyond. We are invited by God to serve those beyond ourselves. As has already been said, as a senior leadership team, we've had some great prophetic input over the last few months, including a whole evening from Mark and his Speakers of Life team by Skype. Who's ever had a prophetic session by Skype? There were five of Mark and his team on one end and us on the other. And others like Wayne Drain and the Prophetic Presbytery, and we have been so grateful to have seasoned prophets speak into this season. And the prophetic words have been many and varied, too many to go into now, but they've been exciting and they've been encouraging. And as a team, we feel encouraged and anticipating what is to come. In a nutshell, River is to be a safe place for all of us to rest and adventure with God. We're called to build deeply with God and to draw the whole family of River Churches into that, releasing you all into ministry, into leadership. We're called to love our towns and our communities without agenda. And as we do that, we'll grow spiritually and numerically. And there's even a taste of that because even last night, one of our CAP clients from the Maidenhead Debt Centre gave their life to the Lord. That was a great encouragement. How wonderful was that? I woke up this morning with a smile on my face. We want to move forward. God's going to bring us a move of the Spirit that we haven't seen before, that we've longed for. People are going to come to know him. There's going to be healing and deliverance in our midst. And guys, we've taken these words really seriously and we've been praying over them. We're going to continue to pray over them as a team and ask God to guide us as a River Church in this new season. History makers and hero makers. My heart for every one of us is that we'll be a history maker and a hero maker. I wonder how many of you remember the old Martin Smith song, History Makers. Who remembers that song? Yeah, they're all showing your age now. Well, as a team, we've been pondering these words. God's brought this back round to us again. And here are some of the words. And I think we might sing this later. I'm going to be a history maker in this land. I'm going to be a speaker of truth to all mankind. I'm going to stand, I'm going to run into your arms again. Well, it's true today that when people stand with the fire of God and the truth in hand, we will see miracles. We will see angels sing. We will see broken hearts making history. Yes, it's true. And I believe it. We're living for you. And as a team, we have recommitted ourselves to live for him. To live for him and to be history makers in this next season. Will you join us? Will you, River Church, do the same? We are all called to be history makers in whatever our world, our sphere, our family, our community is. Bring our kingdom into this world today. And I've been reading a book called Hero Maker. You might hear a bit of it from me in the months to come. But right at the start, there's a quote from it which is so appropriate for us today. And I'm just going to read it out as I come to an end. There are two kinds of churches, lake churches and river churches. Lake churches are like bodies of water that don't go anywhere, so everything stays in one place. A lake church keeps everything within its banks, and unless something stirs it up once in a while, it gets stagnant. But river churches are different. Because the water is flowing to somewhere. Nothing stays the same, and the current is always moving. Their focus is to reach, to teach, to mend, to send. They want to release a river of life and multiplication over their church, their city, and their world. And I say, amen. We are River Church. The verse, guys, that this church is built on is where the river flows, everything will live. We are not called to be a lake church. We're called to be a community of people who have a passionate faith in Jesus, a love for all people, and a determination to adventure in bringing heaven to earth, allowing the life of the Spirit that flows through you and through me to spill out into this world around us. We're called to be history makers and hero makers. Will you join us today? So, in conclusion, together in this next season, we are going to continue to deeply encounter the God who loves us. We are going to become the people we're created to be. We're going to discover the part in God's mission to reach this world that we have, to reach it with his kindness, his goodness, and his transforming love. And quite simply, do you know what he promises us? That he is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that's at work within every one of us. So finally, I just say to him, be glory in the church. To him be glory in this church, in River Church, and in Jesus Christ throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Amen.